or verse 7, let us be glad and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Now, I don't believe that means that you need to be careful what you're thinking and doing when Christ comes again, otherwise you won't be ready. That's not the sense here. I believe that if Christ has bought us and called us by his Spirit, clothed us in that righteousness of Christ, we are ready. But there are still those that he has not yet called, that he has redeemed. And until that last one is brought in, the bride will not be ready. I believe that's the sense. It's not that there's still some lingering doubt as to whether some will be ready or not. No, it's the Lord hasn't called them yet. But when he does, the bride will be ready. The full number will be manifest. Christ will not lose one of all that the Father has given him. But this preparation of the bride and their glorious calling out of sinners for whom Christ died, the wedding garment has already been prepared. I believe that's the sense we see here in verse 8 of Revelation 19. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. It's not something they fixed themselves. It was granted that they should be passive arrayed. So someone else did the clothing.